before we begin this Fear Good Sound Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners.
Oh.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhood, along with Johnny.
Hell, I'm dialing it again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm here.
Yes, you're here. Tonight, we have a really interesting discussion. The most friendliest cities in America for persons with different abilities, which honestly, happy to see this article pop up, especially when everyone thinks New York could be one of the top-rated cities for people with different abilities. You might be wrong. Definitely are wrong about that. Topping the list is Scottsdale, Arizona, St. Louis, South Burlington, Vermont, and then fourth on the list is Huntington Beach area in the Greater Bay Area of California, and then Bismarck, North Dakota, which is pretty interesting to think about what really makes each one of these cities the most friendliest across the board, which honestly is good to see cities that offer the best quality of life for persons with different abilities on all levels, which is a big deal. Which is a pretty big deal when you think about what people with different abilities go through. So, how do you feel about the top five, the top locations that are ranked?
It seems like the biggest out of the top is St. Louis.
I know.
City of St. Louis.
I know. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the economy and quality of life. The three categories that they were looked at was the economy, quality of life, healthcare, as well as the employment rate of persons with different abilities, which is a pretty big deal amongst different healthcare coverages too, which pretty, I say right now with COVID, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
Yes, it is. So now, as much as that's such a little, it puts a different perspective on things too, when you could see cities actually being looked at for quality of life of persons with different abilities. So, pretty big deal.
Hang on. Okay.
And this was all done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which looks over Yelp, Redfin, and the Kaiser Foundation, which compiled all the lists. And on the bottom of the ranking is Providence, Rhode Island, Gulfport, Mississippi, and Bridgeport,
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, which is shocking to even hear, but granted, it makes sense. And which I say though they make the list for not meeting the criteria too, and really strives home what exactly are people looking for in places to live too.
And around here, it's probably like a little towards the middle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great, but it could be better.
Oh, yes. Not surprised not seeing any cities of Pennsylvania not in the rankings of best cities. Not surprised at all. Yet, on the other hand, have you ever if you're in Taiwan, more specifically, Awaji Island off the city of Kobe, there is a installation which is basically a life, a 75 feet ride, zip line right into Godzilla's mouth, which any Godzilla fans would be enthusiastic about this, especially when this is pretty. And it's in the Japanese theme park, which unveiled this life-size Godzilla attraction, which is pretty cool. And apparently, it was only supposed to be 50 mil.
50. We can't say it tonight.
Millimeter? No.
I can't say it. 50,
not millimeters.
50 meters.
50 meters tall. But it has shot up to 120 meters tall. Which last year was the Godzilla movie, Godzilla King of the Monsters. So it's perfect to see this being built, and it was featured. It was basically described by one diehard fan from Taiwan. As changing size on-screen beast into a picture published in, which was, the fan described it and documented it, and which ended up being published in Newsweek magazine, which is pretty cool, I have to say. And it's pretty.
It does sound pretty awesome.
Yeah. So if you're in that area, definitely go check it out. And basically it was to commemorate the new movie. And it's been, and the franchise has had over 30 films, which is, and spinoffs, and video games and toys, which is amazing to see. Especially when this is such a cool thing to experience, especially if you're in Japan. Because why not have the chance to go see something cool? And definitely, that's worthwhile to experience, especially if you're not affected by the current situation, too.
If you're living in Japan, that part of Asia, go check it out.
Yeah. So, now it's proof in the pudding that that you could experience cool installations no matter where you are in the world, which is amazing to see and experience. Which means that you could actually experience more things as well as have cool experiences that you may not get to see if you're not there.
You never know what you'll find. Ooh, as I pull out my earbud. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You never know what you'll find.
Yeah, and it definitely shows when you could find cool things no matter where you are in the world. Cool installations, cool art pieces. Now there's going to be...
Hey, even Pokemon Go has helped me... discover little art pieces around my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. And it also brings exercise, too.
You would have not noticed if you were driving by, like, oh, that's there.
Yeah. So now there's definitely... It's definitely proof in the pudding that you could find things around any corner and find cool and interesting
little artsy things.
And that proves that you can find things. And if you're local and you want to experience this, definitely check it out. Because it's worthwhile, too. Because you don't know how important getting out and experiencing things are now more than ever. Like, getting to experience a comedy show, granted, not Godzilla, but experiencing a comedy show at a drive-in theater, you can never say you experienced that. Unless you're in an area that has drive-in movies.
I'm sure the Oscar committee would think Godzilla was a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real here.
So, it really shows how much and how far... people can go and travel when they really want to experience something fun. And the installations being put on at a theme park in Japan, which is it apparently opens to the public on Saturday, this Saturday, which is, if you're in Japan, go and see it, because you can't beat seeing something that is this cool and amazing if you haven't experienced something like this. Especially get some photos, post them online if you're in Japan. Especially knowing that this is going to be around and open to the public on Saturday.
Sorry, don't know who's calling at 10 o'clock at night. Anyway.
Yeah. Or when this was published on the 9th, so it opened on the 10th.
So it's open. It's open.
Yes, it's opened, which is pretty big deal. So, can't beat that either. So, definitely check it out. Because if we had the ability, I'm sure we would want to. And on that note, I think we have a short bit episode, because it's definitely one of those Mondays where cool and interesting things happen, but nothing but life and cool Japanese theme park attractions leave little to talk about,
yeah.
Especially not trying to be down in the dumps, which is pretty good, which is a good way to be, very positive.
Yeah,
and
so we don't want to be down in the dumps.
Yes. And let's not always
play it all day, every day.
Yes.
Anyway.
So,
anyways.
On that note, I think we're going to be back next Monday, same time, same place. And
we will see you then.
Yes, we will. Bye.
Bye, everybody.